The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail. By Clayton M. Christensen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen is a book that examines the reasons why some of the most successful companies in the world fail when faced with disruptive technologies. Christensen argues that the failure of these companies is due to their inability to recognize and respond to disruptive technologies. He explains that the traditional methods of market research and competitive analysis are inadequate for predicting the success of disruptive technologies. He also argues that the most successful companies are those that are able to recognize and respond to disruptive technologies in a timely manner. The book begins by discussing the concept of disruptive technologies and how they can cause great firms to fail. Christensen explains that disruptive technologies are those that are initially inferior to existing technologies, but eventually become superior. He argues that these technologies can cause great firms to fail because they are often not recognized or responded to in a timely manner. He then examines the reasons why companies fail to recognize and respond to disruptive technologies. He argues that companies often focus too much on their current customers and fail to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies. He also argues that companies often fail to invest in disruptive technologies because they are not seen as profitable in the short term. The book then examines the strategies that companies can use to respond to disruptive technologies. Christensen argues that companies should focus on creating a culture of innovation and experimentation. He also argues that companies should invest in disruptive technologies even if they are not seen as profitable in the short term. He also argues that companies should focus on creating a culture of learning and experimentation in order to better understand and respond to disruptive technologies. The book concludes by discussing the implications of disruptive technologies for the future of business. Christensen argues that companies must be willing to embrace disruptive technologies in order to remain competitive. He also argues that companies must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies even if they are not seen as profitable in the short term. He also argues that companies must be willing to create a culture of innovation and experimentation in order to better understand and respond to disruptive technologies. The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail is an important book for anyone interested in understanding the implications of disruptive technologies for business. Christensen provides a comprehensive analysis of the reasons why some of the most successful companies in the world fail when faced with disruptive technologies. He also provides strategies for companies to respond to disruptive technologies in a timely manner. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the implications of disruptive technologies for business. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Disruptive technologies can cause established firms to fail. Disruptive technologies are those that are initially inferior to existing technologies, but eventually overtake them due to their lower cost and greater convenience. Established firms often fail to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies, leading to their downfall. Main idea number 2. The Innovator's Dilemma is the tension between exploiting existing technologies and investing in disruptive technologies. Established firms must decide whether to focus on exploiting existing technologies or investing in disruptive technologies. This decision can be difficult, as investing in disruptive technologies can be risky and may not pay off. Main idea number 3. The Innovator's Dilemma is caused by the market's demand for performance. The market's demand for performance can cause established firms to focus on improving existing technologies, rather than investing in disruptive technologies. This can lead to the failure of established firms when disruptive technologies overtake existing technologies. Main idea number 4. Established firms must focus on the right markets. Established firms must focus on the right markets in order to succeed. Focusing on markets that are not ready for disruptive technologies can lead to failure, as the firm will not be able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Main idea number 5. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products in order to succeed. Cannibalizing existing products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. Main idea number 6. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies in order to succeed. Investing in disruptive technologies can be risky, but it can also lead to great rewards if the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Main idea number 7. Established firms must be willing to experiment. Established firms must be willing to experiment in order to succeed. Experimenting with disruptive technologies can help the firm to identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them. Main idea number 8. Established firms must be willing to take risks. Established firms must be willing to take risks in order to succeed. Taking risks can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the risks are not managed properly. Main idea number 9. Established firms must be willing to change their business models. Established firms must be willing to change their business models in order to succeed. Changing business models can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the changes are not managed properly. Main idea number 10. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure in order to succeed. Embracing failure can help the firm to learn from its mistakes and capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. Main idea number 11. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities in order to succeed. Investing in new capabilities can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 12. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets in order to succeed. Investing in new markets can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 13. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies in order to succeed. Investing in new technologies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 14. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products in order to succeed. Investing in new products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 15. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services in order to succeed. Investing in new services can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 16. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes in order to succeed. Investing in new processes can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 17. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures in order to succeed. Investing in new organizational structures can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 18. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent in order to succeed. Investing in new talent can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 19. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships in order to succeed. Investing in new partnerships can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 20. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies in order to succeed. Investing in new strategies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Disruptive technologies can cause established firms to fail in a number of ways. First, established firms often fail to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies, leading to their downfall. This is because disruptive technologies are often initially inferior to existing technologies, and thus do not appear to be a threat. However, over time, these technologies can become more cost-effective and convenient than existing technologies, leading to their widespread adoption. As a result, established firms that fail to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies can be left behind, unable to compete with the new technology. Furthermore, established firms may be reluctant to invest in disruptive technologies due to their initial inferiority. This reluctance can lead to a failure to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, as well as a failure to keep up with the competition. As a result, established firms can be left behind as disruptive technologies become more widely adopted. Finally, established firms may be unable to adapt to the changing landscape caused by disruptive technologies. This can lead to a failure to keep up with the competition, as well as a failure to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. As a result, established firms can be left behind as disruptive technologies become more widely adopted. Main idea number 2. The innovator's dilemma is a concept that has been explored in depth by Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail. The dilemma is the tension between exploiting existing technologies and investing in disruptive technologies. Established firms must decide whether to focus on exploiting existing technologies or investing in disruptive technologies. This decision can be difficult, as investing in disruptive technologies can be risky and may not pay off. On the other hand, if a firm does not invest in disruptive technologies, they may miss out on potential opportunities and be left behind by their competitors. The innovator's dilemma is a difficult problem to solve, as there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Firms must carefully consider the risks and rewards of investing in disruptive technologies and decide what is best for their business. It is important to remember that investing in disruptive technologies can be risky, but it can also be a great opportunity for firms to stay ahead of the competition and create new products and services. Main idea number 3. The innovator's dilemma is caused by the market's demand for performance. This demand can lead established firms to focus on improving existing technologies, rather than investing in disruptive technologies. This can be a dangerous strategy, as disruptive technologies can quickly overtake existing technologies, leaving established firms behind. This is especially true in rapidly changing markets, where disruptive technologies can quickly become the new industry standard. As a result, established firms can find themselves unable to compete with the new technologies, leading to their eventual failure. The innovator's dilemma is a warning to established firms to be aware of the potential of disruptive technologies. Investing in disruptive technologies can be a risky move, but it can also be a necessary one in order to stay competitive. Established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new technologies in order to remain competitive in the market. By doing so, they can ensure that they are not left behind by disruptive technologies. Main idea number 4. Established firms must focus on the right markets in order to succeed. It is important for firms to identify markets that are ready for disruptive technologies and capitalize on the potential of these technologies. Firms should also be aware of markets that are not ready for disruptive technologies, as investing in these markets can lead to failure. To ensure success, firms must conduct thorough research and analysis to identify the right markets and the right technologies to invest in. The Innovator's Dilemma by Clayton M. Christensen provides an in-depth look at how established firms can identify the right markets and technologies to invest in. Christensen explains how disruptive technologies can cause great firms to fail if they are not properly managed. He also provides strategies for firms to identify and capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, as well as how to avoid investing in markets that are not ready for these technologies. By focusing on the right markets and technologies, established firms can ensure their success and avoid the pitfalls of investing in markets that are not ready for disruptive technologies. By following the strategies outlined in the Innovator's Dilemma, firms can capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies and ensure their success in the long run. Main idea number 5. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products in order to succeed. This means that they must be willing to replace their existing products with new ones that are more advanced and disruptive. Cannibalizing existing products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. By doing so, the firm can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the market. This can be a difficult decision for a firm to make, as it involves sacrificing existing products and profits in order to invest in new technologies. However, it is a necessary step for firms to take in order to remain competitive and successful in the long run. The Innovator's Dilemma by Clayton M. Christensen explains how established firms can use disruptive technologies to their advantage. Christensen argues that established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies and cannibalize their own products in order to remain competitive. He explains that by doing so, firms can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the market. Christensen also explains that this can be a difficult decision for a firm to make, as it involves sacrificing existing products and profits in order to invest in new technologies. However, he argues that it is a necessary step for firms to take in order to remain competitive and successful in the long run. Main idea number 6. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies in order to remain competitive and stay ahead of the curve. Disruptive technologies can be risky, but they can also open up new opportunities for firms to capitalize on. Investing in disruptive technologies can help firms stay ahead of the competition and create new products and services that can revolutionize their industry. By investing in disruptive technologies, firms can gain a competitive edge and create new sources of revenue. However, investing in disruptive technologies can also be a risky endeavor. Firms must be willing to take risks and invest in technologies that may not be fully understood or accepted by the market. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in the research and development of disruptive technologies in order to ensure that they are able to capitalize on the potential of the technology. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies in order to remain competitive and stay ahead of the competition. Investing in disruptive technologies can be risky, but it can also lead to great rewards if the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Main idea number 7. Established firms must be willing to experiment if they want to remain competitive in the ever-changing business landscape. Experimenting with disruptive technologies can help the firm to identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them. This is the idea that Clayton M. Christensen outlines in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail. He argues that established firms must be willing to take risks and experiment with new technologies in order to stay ahead of the competition. By doing so, they can identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them before their competitors do. Christensen also argues that established firms must be willing to experiment with different business models and strategies. This can help them to identify new markets and customer segments that they can target. Additionally, It can help them to develop new products and services that can meet the needs of their customers. By experimenting with different approaches, established firms can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the long run. In conclusion, established firms must be willing to experiment if they want to remain competitive. Experimenting with disruptive technologies and different business models can help them to identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them. By doing so, they can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the long run. Main idea number 8. Established firms must be willing to take risks in order to succeed. Taking risks can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the risks are not managed properly. As Clayton M. Christensen explains in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, established firms must be willing to take risks in order to stay competitive. This means that they must be willing to invest in new technologies, even if they are uncertain of the outcome. They must also be willing to experiment with new business models and strategies, even if they are not sure of the results. Taking risks can be a difficult decision for established firms, but it is necessary in order to remain competitive and successful in the long run. In order to take risks successfully, established firms must have a clear understanding of the potential risks and rewards associated with the new technology or strategy. They must also have a plan in place to manage the risks and ensure that the rewards outweigh the risks. Established firms must also be willing to accept failure as a part of the process. Taking risks can be a difficult decision, but it is necessary in order for established firms to remain competitive and successful in the long run. Main idea number 9. Established firms must be willing to change their business models in order to succeed. This means that they must be willing to take risks and make changes that may not be popular with their current customers. It also means that they must be willing to invest in new technologies and processes that may not be immediately profitable, but could lead to long-term success. In The Innovator's Dilemma, Clayton M. Christensen argues that established firms must be willing to embrace disruptive technologies and change their business models in order to remain competitive. He argues that established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new technologies and processes that may not be immediately profitable, but could lead to long-term success. He also argues that established firms must be willing to make changes that may not be popular with their current customers, but could lead to greater success in the long run. In order to successfully change their business models, established firms must be willing to invest in research and development, and to take risks. They must also be willing to make changes that may not be popular with their current customers, but could lead to greater success in the long run. Additionally, they must be willing to embrace disruptive technologies and use them to their advantage. By doing so, established firms can capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies and remain competitive in the long run. Main idea number 10. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure in order to succeed. Failure can be a powerful learning tool, allowing firms to identify and address weaknesses in their strategies and operations. By embracing failure, firms can also capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, which can often be overlooked by traditional firms. As Clayton M. Christensen explains in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, it is usually because they fail to recognize the disruptive potential of the technology and fail to respond to it in a timely manner. By embracing failure, established firms can be better prepared to recognize and respond to disruptive technologies, allowing them to remain competitive in the long run. In order to embrace failure, established firms must be willing to take risks and experiment with new ideas. This can be difficult for firms that have been successful in the past, as they may be reluctant to change their strategies or operations. However, failure can be a valuable learning experience, allowing firms to identify and address weaknesses in their strategies and operations. By embracing failure, firms can also capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, which can often be overlooked by traditional firms. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to embrace failure in order to remain competitive in the long run. By taking risks and experimenting with new ideas, firms can learn from their mistakes and capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. By doing so, established firms can remain competitive and continue to succeed in the future. Main idea number 11. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities in order to remain competitive and successful in the long term. Investing in new capabilities can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. As Christensen explains in The Innovator's Dilemma, the challenge for established firms is to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies and to invest in them before they become mainstream. This means that established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new capabilities that may not be immediately profitable, but have the potential to be disruptive in the future. In order to make the most of their investments in new capabilities, established firms must also be willing to experiment and learn from their mistakes. This means that they must be willing to invest in new capabilities, even if they are not immediately successful. By doing so, established firms can gain valuable insights into the potential of disruptive technologies and how to best capitalize on them. Additionally, established firms must be willing to invest in the resources and personnel necessary to develop and implement new capabilities. This includes hiring the right people, investing in the right technology, and creating the right organizational structure to support the new capabilities. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities in order to remain competitive and successful in the long term. By taking risks and investing in new capabilities, established firms can capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies and gain a competitive advantage. However, it is important to remember that investments in new capabilities must be managed properly in order to be successful. Main idea number 12. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets in order to succeed. Investing in new markets can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. To ensure success, established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new markets, even if the potential rewards are uncertain. They must also be willing to invest in research and development to ensure that their products and services are competitive and up-to-date. Additionally, established firms must be willing to invest in marketing and advertising to ensure that their products and services are well-known and well-received by their target audiences. Finally, established firms must be willing to invest in customer service and support to ensure that their customers are satisfied and loyal. Investing in new markets can be a difficult decision for established firms, as it requires them to take risks and make investments that may not pay off. However, it is essential for firms to stay competitive and remain successful in the long term. By investing in new markets, established firms can gain access to new customers, new technologies, and new opportunities. Additionally, investing in new markets can help firms to stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the ever-changing business landscape. Main idea number 13. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies in order to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new technologies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. As outlined in The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail by Clayton M. Christensen, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new technologies, but they must also be aware of the potential pitfalls. Firms must be able to identify the right technologies to invest in, and they must be able to manage the investments in order to ensure that they are successful. Additionally, firms must be willing to adapt to changing market conditions and be open to new ideas and approaches. Investing in new technologies can be a risky endeavor, but it can also be a great opportunity for established firms to stay ahead of the competition. By investing in new technologies, firms can gain a competitive advantage and remain relevant in the ever-changing business landscape. Additionally, investing in new technologies can help firms to stay ahead of the curve and capitalize on emerging trends. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies in order to remain competitive and successful in the long term. Main idea number 14. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products in order to succeed. Investing in new products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. According to Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new products, even if they are uncertain of the outcome. This means that firms must be willing to invest in products that may not be profitable in the short term, but have the potential to be successful in the long term. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in products that may not be popular with their current customer base, but could be attractive to new customers. In order to make successful investments in new products, firms must have a clear understanding of the market and the potential of the product. They must also have a plan for how to manage the product and its development. This includes having a strategy for marketing the product, as well as a plan for how to handle any potential issues that may arise. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in research and development in order to ensure that the product is of the highest quality and meets customer needs. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to invest in new products in order to remain competitive and successful. By taking risks and investing in new products, firms can capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies and create products that are attractive to new customers. However, firms must also be aware of the risks associated with investing in new products and have a plan for how to manage them. Main idea number 15. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services in order to succeed. Investing in new services can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. To ensure success, established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new services that may not be immediately profitable, but have the potential to create long-term value. This requires a shift in mindset from short-term gains to long-term investments, and a willingness to experiment and learn from mistakes. Additionally, established firms must be willing to invest in the resources and personnel necessary to develop and implement new services. This includes hiring the right people, training them, and providing them with the tools and resources they need to succeed. Finally, established firms must be willing to invest in marketing and promotion of new services in order to reach their target audience and create demand. By investing in new services, established firms can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the long term. Investing in new services can also help the firm to diversify its offerings and create new revenue streams. Additionally, investing in new services can help the firm to stay ahead of the curve and capitalize on emerging trends and technologies. Ultimately, investing in new services can help the firm to remain competitive and profitable in the long term. Main idea number 16. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes in order to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new processes can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. It is important for established firms to understand the risks associated with investing in new processes and to develop strategies to mitigate those risks. This includes understanding the potential impact of the new processes on the firm's existing operations, as well as the potential for the new processes to create new opportunities. Additionally, established firms must be willing to invest in the resources necessary to ensure that the new processes are implemented correctly and efficiently. In The Innovator's Dilemma, Clayton M. Christensen argues that established firms must be willing to invest in new processes in order to remain competitive and successful. He argues that established firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new processes in order to remain competitive and successful. Christensen also argues that established firms must be willing to invest in the resources necessary to ensure that the new processes are implemented correctly and efficiently. He argues that established firms must be willing to invest in the resources necessary to ensure that the new processes are implemented correctly and efficiently in order to remain competitive and successful. Main idea number 17. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures in order to succeed. Investing in new organizational structures can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. According to Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new organizational structures in order to stay competitive. This means that firms must be willing to invest in new technologies, processes, and organizational structures that may not be immediately profitable, but that could potentially lead to long-term success. Organizational structures must be designed to support the firm's goals and objectives. This means that firms must be willing to invest in the right people, processes, and technologies to ensure that the organizational structure is effective and efficient. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in training and development for their employees in order to ensure that they are able to use the new organizational structures effectively. Finally, firms must be willing to invest in the right tools and technologies to ensure that the new organizational structures are able to support the firm's goals and objectives. Investing in new organizational structures can be a risky endeavor, but it is necessary for firms to stay competitive in today's rapidly changing business environment. Firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new organizational structures in order to stay competitive and capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. Main idea number 18. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent in order to succeed. Investing in new talent can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. According to Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new talent in order to stay competitive. This means that firms must be willing to invest in new technologies, hire new employees, and develop new strategies. Firms must also be willing to invest in training and development for their existing employees in order to ensure that they are up to date with the latest technologies and trends. By investing in new talent, firms can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the long term. However, firms must also be aware of the risks associated with investing in new talent. If the investments are not managed properly, the firm could end up wasting resources and money. Firms must also be aware of the potential for failure when investing in new talent. If the investments are not successful, the firm could end up losing money and resources. Therefore, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new talent, but they must also be aware of the potential for failure and be prepared to manage the risks associated with investing in new talent. Main idea number 19. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships in order to succeed. Investing in new partnerships can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. As outlined in The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail by Clayton M. Christensen, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new partnerships in order to stay competitive. This means that firms must be willing to invest in new technologies, products, and services that may not be immediately profitable, but have the potential to be disruptive in the future. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in partnerships with other firms, as this can help to create new opportunities and open up new markets. Finally, firms must be willing to invest in research and development in order to stay ahead of the competition and ensure that their products and services remain competitive. Investing in new partnerships can be a risky endeavor, but it is essential for established firms to remain competitive. By investing in new partnerships, firms can gain access to new technologies, products, and services that can help them to stay ahead of the competition. Additionally, investing in partnerships can help firms to open up new markets and create new opportunities. Finally, investing in research and development can help firms to stay ahead of the competition and ensure that their products and services remain competitive. In conclusion, established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships in order to remain competitive. Investing in new partnerships can help firms to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, open up new markets, and stay ahead of the competition. However, Firms must be willing to take risks and manage their investments properly in order to ensure that their investments are successful. Main idea number 20. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies in order to succeed. Investing in new strategies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. As outlined in The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen, firms must be willing to take risks and invest in new strategies in order to stay competitive. This means that firms must be willing to invest in research and development, as well as in marketing and sales, in order to stay ahead of the competition. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in new technologies and processes in order to remain competitive. This could include investing in new software, hardware, or even in new business models. By investing in new strategies, firms can stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the long run. However, firms must also be aware of the risks associated with investing in new strategies. If the investments are not managed properly, they can lead to failure. Firms must be aware of the potential risks and rewards associated with investing in new strategies and must be willing to take calculated risks in order to remain competitive. Additionally, firms must be willing to invest in the necessary resources to ensure that the investments are managed properly. This could include investing in personnel, training, and other resources to ensure that the investments are managed properly and that the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the new strategies. In conclusion, established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies in order to remain competitive. Investing in new strategies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Firms must be willing to take risks and invest in the necessary resources to ensure that the investments are managed properly and that the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the new strategies. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.